Messiah means anointed one. In Judaic texts, the term Messiah was used for all kings, high priests, and certain other patriarchs. In the Tanakh, Moshiach is used 38 times, 29 Israelite kings, 6 high priests, 2 patriarchs, and once for Cyrus the Great. Not once is the word Messiah used in the reference to the awaited Savior. Even in the apocalyptic book of Daniel, the only time the Messiah is mentioned is in connection to a murdered high priest. This means that the title of Messiah has been used for the king, the kings of Israel and the priests. As we see from Matthias' genealogy, he is both the son of David and the son of Aaron. This gives him complete right to the title of Moshiach or Messiah. In this section, we will see how more specifically he fulfills many expectations in the Bible about the Messiah. The first point that needs to be made before we begin looking at how Matthias fulfills the prophecies is that we need to understand that Scripture tells us that there will literally be two Messiahs. The first Messiah, Scripture tells us, is going to come to Judah and the children of Israel. The first Messiah is about Isa, the Christ, who fulfilled many prophecies in the Old Testament. Christ fulfilled prophecies about Messiah who was going to come and bring the grace of God to humanity by going all the way to the cross. Despite many evidence that Isa is indeed the Messiah and fulfiller of many Hebrew prophecies, there were many he did not fulfill and were prophesied for the second Messiah, anointed son of David, who according to the prophecy is going to be named Joseph and come to the people of Ephraim, America. By understanding that these are two very different Messiah whose prophetic past merge, as both are the descendant from King David, we can better see how Matthias indeed is the Messiah promised to come to the Jew. The branch of David. Matthias fulfilled the Jewish expectation of Messiah in the highest degree, as he truly is a direct descendant of King David through the family of Solomon, David's son. 1 Chronicles 22, verse 9 to 10, as we can see in his genealogy. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. And he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain. For the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord, as the waters cover the sea. And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall understand for an ensign of the people, To it shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. And he shall set up an ensign for the nation, and shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together. Isaiah 11, 1-5, 9-10, and verse 12. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, means that the genealogy of the Messiah is going to be of the tribe of Judah, specifically through Jesse and David. Also, when it uses words like branch, rod, or stem, it probably means that the Messiah will not come directly from the seed of David, but from David's seed, a branch of it will host the Messiah. In the case of Matthias genealogical tree, it seems the branch that stems of the direct line is through the Persian, especially the Persian monarch. According to the above scripture, the Messiah will have the Spirit of the Lord upon him, which include understanding and knowledge. This is clearly speaking about revelation brought to Matthias, because it is in so that we clearly see the evidence of true divine knowledge and guidance. Also, so establishes the system of hierarchical government called Mount Zion and Zion, my holy mountain. And through its infrastructure, the heart shall be full of knowledge of the Lord, and causes the nation to assemble. In the prophecies, we are going to see the theme of peace and unity in the nation. And while these events are not yet occurred, if we investigate and its teaching, we will find the tools needed to establish God's will amongst the nation as he has promised in all the scripture of the world. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, saw, and thy felt that sit before thee. For they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of the host of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that laid lamb in one day. Zechariah 3:8-9. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation 2:17. And one of the elders said unto me, weep not, behold, the Lion of tribe of Judah, the root of David, hath prevailed to open the book, and to loose the seventh seal thereof. Revelation 5:5. To further clarify the point, so, and the revelation of the seventh seal of the greatest sign have been brought by Matthias. The first verse signifies that we are talking about the Messiah, and that a stone will be laid before him, and the stone will have seven eyes, which remove iniquity. The second verse shows the stone again and explains that those who become a son of God can achieve it. The stone in the new name, the seven eyes on the stone, are the steps of the eternal divine path, which lead us to pure consciousness, heaven. and out of iniquity. Maitreya explains the meaning of the stone confirming his messiahship, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written. The white stone is the stone of purity, purified consciousness, and knowledge of God. Not intellectual knowledge, but intuitive. The experience of eating of the hidden manna, nectar flows through the throat to the heart chakra, will bring that relationship with God where there is no mistake. You know that He exists. The new name is the word which is a vibration within you. So, Revelation of the Revelation, Tablet 5, verse 24-25. Clearly, we can see that Maitreya is the fulfillment of these prophecies. And speak unto him, saying, Thus speak the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build the temple of the Lord, even he shall build the temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. Zechariah 6, verse 12-13. One of the prophecies prominent about the Messiah is that he will bring the temple. It is unclear as to what temple. Does this mean a replica of the temple built by Solomon, or does it mean the temple in the vision of Ezekiel? The answer really is neither. While Maitreya has brought the temple and its design, he has brought the word, or the sacred name of the Father and the Son. This word was initially only pronounced once in the temple by the high priest in the holiest of the holies at the center of the temple. So the most important part of the temple, the purpose for which it was built, is so that the priests could pronounce the name of God in the holiest of the holies. In regard to this, Maitreya has built the temple, because in so, the holiest of the holies, and by following the path is revealed, the eternal divine path. The word will be revealed through four initiation in the mission. Neither shall they defile themselves and more with their idols, nor with their detestable things, nor with any of their transgression, but I will save them out of all their dwelling places, wherein they have sinned, and will cleanse them. So shall they be my people, and I will be their God. And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes, and do them, and they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt, and they shall dwell therein, even they and their children and their children's forever, and my servant David shall be their prince forever. Ezekiel 37:23-25. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them for even evermore. Ezekiel 37:26. Again, we see that it is Maitreya from the branch of David who is prophesied to bring peace to humanity. There are many other prophecies that discuss God bring peace to the nation, but these specifically identify that the bringer of peace is going to be from the tribe of Judah and a son of David. Since Maitreya fulfills the prophecy about being a son of David, he is a possible candidate to bring about a covenant of peace. We can be assured that he is the fulfiller of all these prophecies, because in so he explains the system by which God will establish his justice and peace, Mount Zion and Zion, as well as he reveals the understanding necessary for the paravipras to accelerate societies and establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. I will pause here and leave the mic to another reader.
Shalom, everyone. Great. We were just hearing about the Jewish prophecies, and those are on our website. Many, many of these prophecies, that was just a reading from one of the prophecies from the Jewish religion. We have prophecies on that particular section from the Christian religions, from Hindu, from Buddhist, from Islam, from the Baha'is, many from the Baha'is, even Native Americans, Zoroastrians. It's just amazing how every religion has prophecies about one to come at the end time. Now, unless there's this crazy notion that there are many gods and they each are going to have one come, or does it make more sense that there is one God and all these religions, all these revelations are part of his plan, which are revealed step by step? And only in the last step are they all put together and the whole plan revealed. Now, doesn't that just make sense? Isn't that how we write a book? We start at the beginning, reveal many chapters, and then we have the conclusion. That's what God's plan is too. The seventh seal is the conclusion. It is the part which reveals the whole plan. So, if we're following a particular religion, that is fine, it's wonderful, but just know that we have to understand the other parts, and then we have to see how it all comes together. And so is the key. We say so, it's T-H-O-T-H, that's an acronym for the Holiest of the Holies, the Last Testament. You can find it free on our website. It is under the Literature tab on our main menu page. It's there free. Many chapters are recorded. You can listen to it. You can download it as an ebook or print it out, whatever you would like. Most of all, we hope you study it. We're in this room live 3 times a day. Our live portions are printed up on our welcome message. And we never close the room unless, of course, Paltalk's having some trouble. So you can enter the room anytime, listen to these teachings. You may want to check out some of our other rooms, too. You can hear previously recorded satsangs given by Maitreya himself in a room that we have playing called Discourses by Maitreya. That is a wonderful room to sit and park and listen to this incredible truth. Go see if it makes sense to you. It's a listen-only room, so you can't type, but if you want to hear Maitreya live, most every Saturday, he comes to a room called Maitreya Calling Elects. Of course, we know elects are the souls who have progressed through the eternal divine path, and they see this vision. They say, this makes sense. What's going on in the world nowadays does not make sense, but this makes sense. There's only one God, and all the religions are set by him. So it's those people that we're trying to find, and those people that see the vision, they're the elects. So we hope you understand it, want to know more about it, want to know about it in a deeper level. That's what that room is all about, Maitreya Calling Elects. Go to the website first, see what is the eternal divine path. What is the greatest sign? How do each religion fall into this path? everything fits together. Let's see how. Then come and ask questions on a deeper level from Maitreya himself. That room is at 2 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And right now it is 9:28, almost 9:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And if anyone needs help calculating time zones, please let us know. That room Saturday is only open for 1 hour, so you need to get your time frames right, and you need to be there live yourself. It will no longer be recorded. Alex will show up. All right, if there's no questions, we say Salam. Salam means we pay our salutations to the divinity within you.